Well, hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, as you probably already know, and that over there is my beautiful little friend, Organis, the man with the numbers, the man who, you know, knows what's going on behind the scenes. Now, talking about going on behind the scenes, something's going on behind the scenes in Europe, in the old EU. It's basically gone completely Fourth Reich, and I'm not just saying that. I know I've been saying it for a while, but I've been living it. Yeah, in the last 48 hours, basically, I got arrested, interrogated, and deported from Romania. Yes, Romania in the EU, the centre of liberal values, democracy and ideology, but they just didn't want a, you know, 2 metre tall redhead Irish troublemaker poking around in their completely free and fair elections, right? Calin Georgescu, Mr. Simeon, if you don't say the right stuff, you get banned. And if you can ban the chief runner in the presidential elections on some bullshit story about TikTok, you can certainly arrest and deport a journalist who's turned up inconveniently to tell the truth about what's going on in your country. Now, let me say this when I say country. Romania is a lovely country, beautiful place, lovely people. Everyone was very nice to me. Even the cops who arrested me kind of apologised and said, this isn't really our fault. They were very nice. Now, Augie, it's complete coincidence, I'd imagine, that they don't want someone who's been critical of NATO, critical of the EU, poking around in their grubby dustbins at their election, because I think they're building a big theme park there, a big water park, which they don't want anyone to interfere with, right?
Absolutely. And this theme park is called the largest NATO air base in Europe, which is going to cost $2.5 billion and host up to 10,000 NATO troops.
Oh,
it's going to be a fun place.
Yeah, so they obviously didn't want me poking around. Now, I got to say thanks to everybody, particularly our viewers and our friends and some big names, big noises. They actually got behind poor old Shea, who was abducted, thrown out. Well, whichever, you know, whatever language you want to use. I ended up on a plane back to Istanbul and then back to Russia, which, of course, is a country with no press freedom. Just go down the road and ask the guys who are here from CNN, maybe Steve Rosenberg, who's the BBC correspondent here, free to report, gather information and broadcast. Now that we're getting stuck on a plane. Mm-hmm. And of course, you might say, well, you know, Romania, it's kind of finding its feet as a democracy. A lot of trouble, Mr. Ceausescu and his wife. They made a greasy end, I think. Now, but, you know, it's also gone to all across the EU. This is nothing new. And it's actually countries like Germany and France who are rolling the snowballs for, let's say, the weaker members of the party to throw. That's what I think happened to me. Let's have a look at France. Augie, I believe France has developed new public relations strategy with journalists. And we're going to have a look at a little video of it right now, right?
Absolutely correct, Chi.
Run the video.
It clearly says press.
Look at that.
Clearly says press, but it doesn't
like a right hook. I mean, that's insane. I mean, they didn't do that to me.
Yet.
Yeah. What a joke.
Imagine if this happened in Russia. How much schooling?
Oh, man, this would be all over the press. This would be front page. I mean, but the French dudes are notoriously bad-tempered. You know, if you had a president like Macron, you'd probably be pretty pissed off too. Now, meantime, while you can hit a right hook to a female journalist, clearly marked as a journalist at a protest and try and kick the crap out of her, you got to be very careful in France not to be accused of being a racist or being homophobe or being in any way against the, you know, global homo machine. Let's have a look at how, let's say, one of the gracious visitors to France treats the local gendarmes, the local police, in a mark of respect to their authority. Very interesting, this one. Try doing that if you're a Palestinian protester, an anti-Israeli protester, an anti-Ukraine war protester. I'd say you'd very swiftly be lifted off that bonnet by the boot of one of those same gendarmes. Run the video, Wuggy. Yeah, so here comes our bro. Look. Yeah, no problem. The cops don't get out of the car. They don't give you... I mean, that's insane. If you did that in Ireland, the cop would at least book you for some traffic. How come you get to do that in France? If you're like an immigrant, you get to do that, right? Or are they just terrified to get out of the car?
Just make sure you're not Marie Le Pen, which has recently got conviction. Yeah.
The great crime of actually being a popular politician, like Mr. Georgescu in Romania. Sorry, I couldn't make it. Next time. And of course, as you see, the benefits of being in the EU, you know, they don't just apply to being able to get the crap kicked out of you for, you know, democratically protesting in this free society. There's also some other infrastructural benefits. Yes, particularly if you're in Portugal or Spain, where everything turned off. That's right, everything. I think, Augie, there was talk about net zero. That a couple of weeks beforehand, there was a proclamation that we're now net zero. Everything's running on the old windmills and stuff, yeah. And of course, there was a rumor that, Volvo up the road here decided to turn off the lights, you know, because someone said the wrong thing in Spain. That's absolute rubbish. Sorry, guys, FSB HQ, sorry. I'll do that bit again. Please. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
So here's the water aisle.
So there's nothing there. Imagine this was Russia. Imagine this was anywhere in Russia. If this was in Russia 20 years ago, if this was in Russia in 1991, someone on the internet would be putting this up saying, look how, you know, crippled the Russians are. Imagine the lights went out for 15 minutes in the Kremlin. This would be front page news and CNN and the BBC. This happens and it was the weather. Newsflash, it wasn't the weather. It was complete, gross, stupid-ass idiocy in the glorious EU. This whole net zero thing, it's a scam, just like the Ukro scam, just like the COVID scam, just like all of this mind control bullshit. There's nothing to it. It's just stupidity, right, Augie?
Well, you know what? As a good scam, it's also a never-ending scam. Mm-hmm. Because the catch here is that the more green energy facilities you build, the more backup systems you need to build. You need to build more batteries, more infrastructure.
Perfect.
And there's a clean example of Germany, which built a ton of windmills and all this crap. Uh-huh. But now they have to build gas power plants in case of a backup.
It's like to do with the diesel generator recharging the bus, right? Idiots. Now, you may be wondering, well, at least things are politically stable in the EU, right? Well, we kind of talked about it over Romania. But one of the big boys, you know, the big economy, we're going to talk about that in a second as well, is Germany. And Germany is having an uber panic attack about the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland. Now, they're very, very popular in what used to be the old Ostdeutschland, the East Germany, the heartland of industry, and they're kind of conservative. And they don't want to, guess what, newsflash, they don't want to spend billions on the narco-fuhrer scam. They don't want to die for the narco-fuhrer, and they actually want to curb immigration. Oh my God, what a crime. How terrible to have some rules. Oh my God, I'm going to have a hemorrhage, worrying about actually putting the workers first. They're going to ban these people. It's absolutely crazy. Now, of course, the economy's doing so well, no one's really worried, right, Augie?
It actually grew 0.4% last month.
0.4%?
This is great. And if you adjust it for inflation, it actually contracted again.
Talking about growing and contraction, 0.4% improvement is kind of like the results you got from those tablets you bought on the internet. Run the video, Augie.
This is the downtown Berlin.
I've seen this one. They're in flower pots. We've seen this stuff up close now. This is not good.
Well, you gotta give her credit, that woman in the video. She's washing her head, saving the water.
Yeah, it's net zero. Zero personal hygiene. Now, you may think, you know, the best plan, if you've got any sanity, would be to leave the EU. Irexit doesn't sound right. Irish exit. Frexit for France. Bexit for Belgium. If Belgium's even in the EU, I don't even know. Nobody even knows where it is or gives a shit. But you would imagine that if you left, everything would look up. All the promises. We'd have so much more money. We'll have control again of our borders. Mm. Let's have a look at the old UK. That's right, mate. Absolutely swimming along, right? Swimming along, literally, as they swim across the channel in there. Thousands to come into the country illegally. Everything is going absolutely perfectly now for the good old limeys in London. Right, Augie?
Absolutely. Especially if those limeys in London want to go and die for Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, they hate being wealthy or having any money because the economy of UK is also going down the
Oh, yeah. It's all looking up. So as everything goes down the pipe, literally, and other pretty nasty things come up the pipe, guess who turns up? Yes, he returned from Ukraine. The narco-fuhrer's, buddy in chief, the catastrophic clown, Bojo the Butcher, the serial liar, fraud, and generally unpleasant character, Boris Johnson. And he wants you to blame anything but his own incompetence and the incompetence of the British government for this shit show that has erupted in the old UK. Correct, Dougie? Run the video.
More time on WhatsApp.
Look at the state of this fucker. He's like something of a mental hospital.
I'm told that younger people, Generation Z, millennials, whatever, they're spending so much time on social media that they're no longer going to parties. They're not
going to church
as much as my generation.
None of them are going to parties.
To
and they don't produce enough meat for the British war machine, I guess.
Is WhatsApp killing
Look at this
Western civilization?
You see, WhatsApp is killing Western civilization, not Bojo.
I knew it was WhatsApp. It was WhatsApp that dragged Zelensky away from the table in 2022 and, caused a million deaths. It was WhatsApp. I knew it was WhatsApp.
WhatsApp!
We'll get you WhatsApp, goddammit. WhatsApp, my ass. What's a ass look like? Not WhatsApp. Look at this clown with the silly hat. I'd love to get that in a lift. Anyway. Now, not everybody has taken the medicine in the old UK. You know, tough people, great people, actually. Again, just like the Romanians, just like the Germans, the ordinary people on the street. We can't seem to find any of these apps. They're all in power, wearing suits, making up. And no difference when it comes to some journalists who actually know what's going on. Let's have a look at this lady in the UK who basically lays it out very simply. You've got the cash for a war in a country that most people in your country don't even know exists or existed. You're reminding people that a place like Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania that the Russians are going to come and invade them if we lose in Ukraine. Yeah, for real. If you have to remind your people where those countries are, you've got a problem, pal, right? Let's have a listen to this journalist inadvertently almost completely laying out the insanity of the policies of the Starmer Fuhrer. Run it, Augie.
We've suddenly found all of this money to defend the eastern flank of Europe. Where was that money when the government came into power saying there's a £22 billion black hole and we need to take money away from pensioners to help fill it?
Don't let her say that. She's telling the truth. Red alert. Truth alert. Forget about FSB cutting the lights here, bro. She'll never work again. But fear not, you know, the man in charge, the Starmer Fuhrer, really is a quality guy. He's a man who sticks to his guns. When he says something, he continually sticks to it and he keeps repeating the same thing again and again. Release the sausages. So when the Starmer Fuhrer decides something, you know you can count on. We will stand with Ukraine for 1,000 years, which means by the end of next year, no one will know in the British government where the Ukraine is. Just like when the Starmer Fuhrer basically agreed with the British Supreme Court, who, surprise, surprise, shock, horror, declared that a woman is a human being with two ovaries and a womb. Yeah, that's where you came from, jerks. And now he's in trouble because he has basically betrayed the global homo by accepting the ruling of the most supreme court in the land. Yeah, what a show. Run the video, Augie.
This is a question about moral courage, Mr. Speaker, about doing the right thing, even when it is difficult.
What a loading.
And the truth is, he doesn't have the balls.
Oh. And guess who else doesn't have the balls? A woman. That's right, according to the Supreme Court, it's all complete global homo distraction bullshit. No one gives a fuck about some dude in a dress with a mental health problem, call himself a lady, get the fuck out on the streets, clean shit up and get the prices down, you fucking idiots.
But you know what, you gotta give it to the lady, she's right about one thing. Mr. Starmer doesn't really have any balls.
Yeah, ask Lord Ali, he knows all about Starmer's balls. So we're going to leave the old UK, the green fields, the idyllic chocolate box cottages, and we're going to fly across the old Atlantique over Ireland. And we're going to land and we're going to have a look at the Don. Now, let's be honest, and I'm going to be honest here. Augie and I, when the big Don, sauntered into the White House, we thought the new age of hope had come. The war would be over in 24 hours. Everything was going to be good. The stock market was up. It all looked so rosy, didn't it? But right now, even here on the Moscow Mules, and even though we're funded directly by the Russian Foreign Services to make Trump look good, we're now going to declare that he's acting like a complete tit. And that's kind of reflected in one thing more than anything else right now. And it's his idea that he is actually going to be the Pope. Forget about annexing Greenland and Canada. That seems to have fallen off the table. As the crazy ideas go on to one end of the table, just drops off. I'm going to build a moon base and populate it with popsicles, whatever the f*** he's going to do. But the Pope thing is a bit bizarre. You know, you got to get your head around this, Don. Some people are actually Catholics. Some, I don't know, how many people are you? A couple of billion or something?
A billion at least.
Yeah, so you're kind of pissing people off, dressing yourself up as the Pope and putting that up on the internet. Not a good move. We're not finished with you yet. Run the video, Augie.
As Pope?
Yeah.
I'd like to be Pope. That would be my number one choice.
Give me a break. I mean, come on, this is just normal.
I mean, if he becomes a Pope, how soon will they have gay orgies in St. Peter's?
Well, I don't think the Big Don is gay. You know, he's not a dog man. He likes pussies. Grab him by the pussy. I mean, as in cats. I don't. So, you know, let's have a bit of more action, less talk, you know. It's all talk right now, and it's kind of like, yeah, you're great. You're going to do this, you're going to do that. End the war in 24 hours, and now you're kind of cozying up to the Ukrotards again, you know, giving them $3 million for this, $3 million for that. The deal is on for the minerals. The deal is off for the minerals. It's getting a bit boring. What else? Let's talk about the stock market. You know, you got to say it. There's going to be some pain before we fix everything. But here's the funny thing. When the stock market's in it's Sleepy Joe's problem. When it's doing well, it's your problem. So it's like heads you win, tails you lose. You're not really producing much, and it's all getting a bit freaky, right, Augie?
Well, at least he can talk about Joe Biden again.
Yeah, he talks about Joe Biden a lot, and that's kind of worrying too. Joe Biden should be in the past, in the containment unit where his corpse is kept before they plug antifreeze into him and pump it in, you know. But when you're rolling out Sleepy Joe every now and then, it's getting more and more incrementally common. That's also a worry. We'd like to see the self-propelled granddad in the past, not in the now. Run the video, Augie.
But he'd go and he'd walk in the sand and he'd fall into that thing, and within seconds he was sleeping. I'd be tossing and turning and scheming and thinking and saying, how am I going to beat China?
China.
How am I going to stop the war with Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, stop the war, Russia and Ukraine.
This guy could fall asleep
100 days
with cameras blazing, right? Not too many cameras were blazing, but enough were blazing that you saw it. I thought it was a great ability that he had, actually.
Now, it wasn't so long ago that the Big Don was pulling the narco Fuhrer's little green panties down in the Oval Office and tanning his ass for him, literally. But right now, it's not going so well. We're getting some feedback that basically maybe the Green Goblin, the narco Fuhrer, had a little finger in creating an opportunity for someone to bump off the Big Don. Yeah, and it's not just me saying it. It's our old pal, Tucker Carlson. Run the video, Augie.
It's a fact that elements of the Ukrainian government have tried to assassinate a bunch of people. And so there you go. And I think starting with the now president, and I'm not exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely plausible, right? I think, remember Ryan Ruth? He had nothing to do with Ukraine, right, Augie? The dude up on the roof who shot Trump in the ear. Remember that? Everyone remember that? I know it's disappeared from the Western media completely. Remember the dude on the roof that nobody knows who he was, where he went, what happened to him? It's like something from the Twilight Zone. Where is that kid? Who was he? I'm even starting to forget. Yeah. Very strange. When did he have anything to do with it? And then the next guy, there was another dude as well, wasn't there? So it's kind of like nothing to do with Ukraine. Yeah.
Yeah. And the EU is democratic.
And the EU is democratic. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot to add that in. Sorry, EU. So I've been the biggest critic of the narco Fuhrer, the Green Goblin, the Bankova bandit. You know, I really have put the boot into him. But now I'm starting to think, you know what, just like Hitler in the bunker, he had to acknowledge that the Slavs had kicked the asses of the Aryans, the super race, had to kicked out of them by the Slavs. The Slavs are the stronger race. Yeah, I'm coming to a moment. Maybe Zelensky, his deal, his art of the deal is much better than the Big Don. Because let's face it, Zelensky has basically flogged this idea to Trump that there are rare earths in Ukraine. Now, Somebody called the U.S. Geological Survey, they say there's all rare earths. Others say that most of the rare earths that are there would cost more to get out of the ground than to sell them, if they even are there. And if there are any there, guess who's sitting there, beautiful vodka-soaked asses on them, a big bear with an Ushanka? Yeah, the Russians control most of the territory where the rare earths that no one thinks are actually there are. A complete show. But he flogged that to Trump. And now they're all best buddies again. So maybe the libtards on the interweb are actually right, Uggy. Maybe, get this, don't unfollow me for saying this. Maybe Zelensky is a better president than Trump. Could it be? Well, this woman says so, so it must be true. Run the video, Uggy.
It is so cringy when people refer to Felon 47 as our leader. He's nothing more than a herder of sheep. Zelensky. Now that's a leader.
What the f***? I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. It's bull. No. Give me Big Don any day. F*** that. Yeah. But come on, look, we can't deny it. Like, we're kind of like the, you know, the girlfriend that kind of dumps you but secretly really likes you. You know, we do like Trump. We do like Elon. We like the guys. We think they're good. We think there's such potential. And we're only giving out because we love you. We only are angry with you because you're underperforming, son. You got to get out there on the field. Yeah. And, of course, the libtard and the fruitcake brigade and the blue hair bandits and the halfwits are still there crying into their soybean lattes, worrying about whether they lost their job. Well, Augie and I think you lost your job because you were at it in the first place. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be able to lose your job, because without you, things would be worse. Yeah, maybe that's the logic. But no, not for the boo-hoo brigade. Run the video, Augie.
So this week, I lost my dream job at the U.S. State Department. Great. I worked in the war crimes office, but Trump and Rubio decided to eliminate that office.
Yeah.
Not to mention Good. The entire undersecretariat that deals with human rights, democracy, and labor. So I'm out of a job. And the only silver lining there is that I get my voice back, because I'm no longer working for this.
You got your life back, talking to yourself in the kitchen. I got my life back. I'm talking to a camera in the kitchen and no one's listening. Yeah, that's your life back. You got your life back? We got to also talk about May the 9th. It's coming up here in Russia. It's an exceptionally important date. It's a living history here, you know. And when you take places like St. Petersburg now, our editor Ilya, very nice guy when he's sober, is from there. And that's why everything looks so good on the show. A lot of people died. And here's a little interesting statistic for you. In the Second War, in the Siege of Leningrad, as it was then called, more people died in that siege, assisted, by the way, by the Finns, who ran concentration camps for women and children in Karelia, something else that the EU doesn't want you to know about, or NATO. More people died in that single Soviet city than the entire war dead of the United Kingdom and the United States. And guess what? The United States, under Mr. Trump, have decided to completely do an ass-about-face take on the Second World War. And, you know, it's quite unpleasant, really. I think out of all the stuff that he's done, this is probably the most stupid and annoying. Right, Augie?
It's disgusting, Donny. It's disgusting. Learn the f***ing history.
You must do f***ing better. Run the video.
Trafiłem do Auschwitz i przeżyłem dwa marsze śmierci. Przyniosła mi wolność Armia Sowiecka, w której większość stanowili Rosjanie. Moja wdzięczność dla nich, dla tych, którzy wyzwolili mnie z niemieckich obozów, będzie mi towarzyszyć do ostatniego dnia mojego życia.
Yeah, so, you know, the guy who was there, who was actually liberated by the Soviet Union, by these Soviet army soldiers, millions of whom died. And among those Soviet soldiers, don't forget, was Vladimir Zelensky's grandfather. He fought, he was a colonel, I believe, in a motorized rifle regiment. He won the Red Banner for attacking a mortar pit of the Nazis. I wonder what he'd think of his grandson. I wonder what everybody who fought in that period would think of the EU Fourth Reich now, trying to erase history. Think about Auschwitz, where you just heard that man speak. You've got the people who built the camp under forced labour from Poland. Some collaborators are present and happy. Mr. Dude is there. You've got the Germans who did the killing there. And it's celebrating the liberation of the camp. But the liberators are the bad guys. That's the screwed up fucking world we're living in right now. So open your eyes.
So that brings us to the end of another show here in Moscow, the Moscow Mules. And let's face it, it's been a rough week. You know, the promise of the great Don coming to, you know, sweep aside the globalists. It's getting a bit dodgy. It's getting a bit iffy. I myself have had a challenging week, and I've actually decided to take some time away from journalism to reflect on whether or not I continue. Yeah, I'm going to continue. You know, we're going to be here next week as the globalists sort of, you know, get a little boost, in the polls, you know. But, you know, with the big Don, he might cozy up to his E-boy today. Tomorrow, he might be spanking him hard on the ass for the whole world to see. So we're going to be here next week, same time, same place. And we're going to hold a seat right beside us for you guys as we navigate our way through the clown world. Better days ahead. Come on. Yeah? See you then.